Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
All right, that's how we're going to start the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. I'm your host, Jazzy Bell. And on this show is where we focus on the many talents and influences from women in hip hop. And I'm very excited about my guest today.
What?
First of all, we got one of the best female rappers in the game.
Oh.
One of the best battle rappers in the game.
Tell it.
Okay.
Shamaya, when did you battle?
I'm saying you.
Oh,
we battle all the time.
And save that for later. She is here with her love. Talented musician herself.
Yes.
Reality TV star. Some of y'all might have seen her on Love & Hip Hop New York.
The original
series. Famously single.
Yes. And now you're going to see both of them on Bravo's new hit show, First Family of Hip Hop.
You're good.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're
really good. You're good.
January 15th, 9 p.m.
And we are joined by Lady Luck and Samaya Reese. You guys, y'all give it up.
Yeah.
What's up, you guys? Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jazzy. I would like to tell you need a dashiki. All right, walking in. I don't know if you people are tuned in. All right, made me and Samaya feel like flatbacks in here. Shout out to Jazzy Bell. Jazzy, I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I'm just having jokes. I was drinking before I got here. You got me drinking some more. I don't know who's taking advantage of me tonight, but I'm having a good time.
Was a good move. The
shout
blood,
out to F and Vodka. Blood Orange.
Blood Orange is a good flavor.
They are my official sponsors for this particular episode. So shout out to Fifth.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody at the Genuine Office. Good looking.
Right.
Now, but back to you ladies. So talk to me. All right. Y'all both got y'all separate things going on, but I love that y'all are here together and as a couple. So I'm excited about that.
Okay.
Talk to us about First Family of Hip Hop, the show, Bravo. Break it down.
You got it? You want me to do it? First Family Hip Hop is based off my family, the Sugar Hill Gang, Sugar Hill Records. I don't know if many people know that I'm related to them because I didn't reveal it when I was on Def Jam. I was like, fuck it. I did it on my own. I'm going to do it on my own. You know what I'm saying? But the Sugar Hill Gang and Sugar Hill Records are the first rap label, and they were the first ones to press up 12-inch vinyl on hip-hop or rap. They're the first ones to coin the phrase rap and hip-hop.
Yes.
And they're iconic. They sold over 30 million records.
Nice.
And they're the first, like I said, they're the first. So
and it was ran and owned by a woman.
Shout out to Aunt Sylvia.
Sylvia Robinson.
Well, I try to say shout out or R.I.P. or shout out R.I.P. or R.I.P.
I mean, you know what? Let's just talk about the relation. Love that because
that's my aunt.
Exactly. A lot of people didn't know. I mean, shout out to DJ K Slay. Of course, he comes from that particular era.
Yes.
He started off
Slay
with
knows.
Everything
yes.
when it comes
Slay.
To hip-hop.
Yes.
From the beginning,
Hi,
from
Slay.
The graffiti
that's
to everything.
Slay my man.
Yeah.
I told him y'all was coming up to the show, so he was just like, yeah, that's a good look,
guy.
Yo, that's good look.
I Slay my man. Slay my man because Slay knows Leland. And he knows about our relation because, you know, just when I was on Def Jam, you know what I mean? It was just like it was a close-knit thing. But I actually, in the beginning, to be honest with you, I never really said I was related to Sugar Hill when I got my record deal with Def Jam. Because
why
for one,
is that? That's what a lot of people want to know.
It was multiple reasons. For one, I mean, being honest, because y'all gave me too much effing, it was like I achieved it on my own. You know what I mean? And nobody helped me. So therefore, it was like I'm not going to... You know what I mean? And then I didn't want anybody to think that I got a deal because that was my aunt. And I didn't want anybody to think that I got special treatment. And, you know, Hun Russell, they have they thing. It's not no real beef, but it's like two different labels. You know, I'm on one.
Sylvia.
Yeah, Sylvia Robinson.
Then
you got Def Jam. So that's two dynasties. You know what I mean? So, and I just wanted to be respected as an MC by myself. And I think that now to this day, it's cool for me to tell y'all who I'm related to, because I done laid the path. I done made my name out here. I done gained respect as Chanel. That's what they call me on the show.
Chanel Jones.
Hey, now, it's sexy to me. I always love my name. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? So they respect me as Lady Luck, and now they get to see Chanel Jones on the show. So I'm cool with that.
Okay. And then Samaya, you're going to be in the show as well.
Yes.
Okay, so just tell me a little bit about your dynamic and how it plays out with the whole family on the show.
Sure. Well, you know, I've known her for 7 years, and stop.
Ooh.
What you're going to say?
I didn't say nothing.
You saw her? Stop. Okay, let me have my shine.
Go ahead, baby, shine.
Listen, I've known her for 7 years, so we were friends, you know, and one tequila infused nights. I kissed her.
Oh, it was one of those Katy Perry moments. Like I kissed a girl. And you liked it.
She loved it.
I loved it.
You loved it instead of liked it. Okay.
I loved it. I've been calling her my pillow lips since then.
Oh,
so, look gay. But no, but I mean, really, that's kind of how it came about. Aside from the fact that I admire her as an MC, she's just so amazingly talented, funny, charismatic. I had a crush on her, and I kissed her.
I had a crush on you too, girl.
And it's just so crazy how just the universe puts people together, you know? And we just remained friends for 7 years. We collaborated on a record.
Wait, did y'all kiss 7 years ago?
She kissed me.
How did y'all lock lips? What exactly happened?
She
I understand tequila
me.
Was involved.
So I was, okay,
but
so
what? I do want to know this. What
so
happened?
You know, okay, so you know how New York is. You can hold strip clubs out here, and I like me some dances.
You got mad excuses.
You
got
so many excuses. So I was hosting a strip club, okay? And then I went outside. I don't remember if it was for the night or coming in or whatever, but, you know, I got a little brave. I got a little brave. And this is, we had already collaborated, right?
Okay, right. That's what I want to know. Was that your initial
story.
Meeting?
Don't ask me for no assistance.
Yeah, okay,
this
so don't tell me.
Just want confirmation, lady. Yeah.
No,
okay.
No. This is her story.
You want to see if she's going to fuck up or not?
No, I want her to tell her story, and I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anyhow, so I kissed her. I kissed her. And
how did you, I mean,
she told the truth. I was selling my CDs outside of the strip club. Shout out to everybody who ever seen me selling my goddamn CDs outside the strip club. Every strip club in America, Luckton, been outside selling CDs. Ha!
I respect that.
Motherfucker! Bravo! Bitch! Yeah. So then, anyway.
It all pays off.
I'm sorry. I could do that here.
Talk your shit,
I could
do that here.
I could do that here.
We can't
you
do that on the Today Show.
Fuckers! Ha! So anyway.
You can do that on Woman Hip Hop.
Yeah. So
talk your shit, lady.
Talk your shit. Goddamn right. I've been drinking. So I was outside selling my motherfucking CDs that you motherfucking niggas was out there making motherfucking fun of me up. Don't squeeze my leg. I got to tell them. All right? Don't stop me. We're not on the Today Show. I had to behave on certain programs.
Not on Woman Hip Hop podcast. Not with Jazzy Bell.
You motherfuckers. So anyway.
This is the platform where you can talk your shit as
talk
a woman.
Talk my shit.
Don't encourage it.
So I was selling my CDs outside the strip club, outside Perfection. Shout out to every stripper that bought my CD. Every gangster that bought my CD. I have so much
love.
And
that's at a point where you was already Lady Luck. So imagine the humility at that point for you as a rapper. Already having a name and being known doing that.
Because
some people will allow that type of fame and notoriety in the beginning of their career. Because you were signed to Def Jam at 16, 17. Which one is it?
12.
I didn't say the year you signed.
You're smart.
Okay, so we gotta, you know.
Google help niggas do math, I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
We're focused.
Should never gave you niggas Google. You know what it was? It was like, Jazzy, I done been through this roller coaster of life. I'm a two-time felon, not proud of it. Just share my story for kids who understand that, like, yo, you don't have to go down the wrong path.
No.
Right. And God always had my back regardless of whatever I've been through. And it's only experience that I could share with other people and try to prevent them from going down the path that I did and the mistakes that I made. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But me selling my CDs, it was like a point where, well, I'm not getting a fucking job because I don't like a boss. I can't sell drugs because I ain't never been good at that. I got beat for 3 keys before. I ain't good at selling drugs. It just
that's
ain't
jewels
for me.
Right there. When you know you ain't good at something, stop.
I almost stop. Got,
you
I
ain't
almost
got pinched
trying.
Twice.
No, stop. I got beat for drugs a lot. I'm sorry, Michelle, you got to hear this part. But, you know, it's like I've been through so much and I was like, okay, drugs is not for me. So I started selling my CDs, and it was very lucrative. It's not like I was making $20 a day or $50 a day. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm making $500 to $1,000 a day. Selling.
That's more than a lot of the strippers that was in there shaking that ass, and you out there busting CDs.
I would come home.
Shout out to the girl shaking it, though.
I had
my homies.
I'm sorry,
no,
baby.
My homies.
Baby,
that's
close,
how
your
I
ears.
Know.
Close your ears.
That's how I
dated,
know they wasn't making it.
I dated a stripper.
Hey.
And
okay.
Excuse me.
They gotta
I made more money than that bitch.
A lot of my best friends are strippers. Right, so that's how I know you was making more than they was making.
Right, right. Because they were supporting.
Especially at the Perfections era.
Yeah, perfect. I'm not shitting on them. The strippers supported me. The D-Boys supported me before they all got locked up or killed, or if they still out here doing it. I got a lot of support for, it's real shit.
Yikes.
I got a lot of support and a lot of love in the streets. Yeah. And that's why, like, it's very humbling. Like, I've had heartbreaking moments. I've sold CDs in the parking lot by myself and had a grown man scream at me with his whole crew of boys. And they all screaming at me, and there's nothing I could do but fucking cry because I can't fight you. I can't curse you out because my voice is going to crack. You know what I mean? Because I'm still a female regardless of my hat and everything. So I've had moments where it was heartbreaking. But at the same time, it held me down. It held me through. Like, no lie, shout out to everybody who ever bought my CD. Y'all kept my lights on. Y'all kept my rent paid. Like, I know people who would buy 20 CDs at a time from me.
Wow.
Like, look, give me 20. I just want to see you win. So, like, I don't want to cry because I've been drinking, but, like, I've had people in the street who really believed in me when I ain't believing myself.
And they still do.
You know what I mean? So, like, for those people out there, like, and to sell 50, 60,000 CDs state to state, and I've done everything, like, I just appreciate y'all. It ain't nothing about me because I was just out there.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Hustling to make sure that I could feed myself and, you know, stay above water. And y'all really held me down from Charlotte to North Carolina to...
You was busting CDs all over the world?
What?
Wow.
Everywhere. First of all, I followed the schedule for every tailgating or college basketball game. I've been to every homecoming. I've been to... Ask these niggas. It's not one person who didn't see me. I sold CDs to Birdman. I sold CDs to Shaq. I've sold CDs to the whole Knicks. I've sold CDs to everybody.
And I'm sure they was familiar with who you are.
Yes. I mean, some niggas was cheap. You know, Bourbon.
It's usually the richest niggas that are a bitch.
I'm not gonna say, you know, like Vince Carter. Vince Carter outside of Sue's Rendezvous gave me 50.
Okay.
What's his name that used to date Trina? I'm drunk. Don't take it like that. I'm drunk.
Shout out to Trina.
He was on the Knicks. That's
the one with the kissy
Kenyon
on
Martin.
His neck.
Kenyon Martin gave me $100 outside of Sue's.
Nice.
It was some D-Boys from the Bronx that gave me outside when I was at the
you
X bar.
Shout them out.
I do because they show me love. Like, you don't understand. I'm out here selling $5 to $10 CDs and they give you $100. You be like, yo, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody who held me down. It really meant a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? So back to Samaya. So I'm outside being humble, selling my motherfucking CDs, looking for a nigga to give me $100.
I'm outside being humble.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm Lady Fucking Luck.
She is. I'm
telling
you,
when I
first
luck see, outside the goddamn club.
I'm from Detroit, you guys. And when I got here in 2002, please forgive me, I forget this particular record, but I was obsessed with it, and it was a Lady Luck song. And I wasn't familiar until I got here.
Yeah.
And I was like, "What the fuck is this? It's so dope."
Thank
I played it when I woke up. I played it during lunch break when I was working, whatever the fuck I was working with at the time.
Like, I tell you, I respect
you. I played
you.
It before I went to bed. You know what I'm saying? But it was just, I just remembered her name even prior to the battles because I wasn't into that particular part of the culture.
I've been drinking. Can I tell y'all something else?
Yes.
For everybody who ever felt like I was dope, I appreciate y'all because I didn't start making dope music until the last 2 years. Am I right? The music that
Hold up.
The music that I'm proud of.
Okay.
The music that I don't have a problem playing for everybody. Like, my sound has evolved so much. Like, you know, when you guys
be hearing that,
you guys hear that. Like, I executive produced and wrote my cousin Leah album. Nice. Leah Robinson, she's on the show. Me and my partner Lanisha, my girl Billie Jean. Like, we, you know what I mean? I evolved so much as an artist. So for people to have loved me when I personally know that I wasn't at my best, that's even more encouraging. Because I know when I was at my best, like, I've wanted to die. I've wanted to kill myself. Let me tell you something, people. Like, I'm only going to tell you the real shit. I remember one of my days where I wanted to commit suicide because I'm selling fucking CDs and you don't know how I feel to be downtown Newark. And you should be honored to be talking to me, but you're trying to play me because you see me standing here with you. So I get frustrated. I go home. I cry in my fucking closet, my walk-in closet. And Missy Elliott would DM me out of nowhere. Luck, I see. Am I lying?
No.
Luck, I see you out there. Keep going. Or I'd be so depressed out here and be on my be working on fumes, and somebody DM me and say, "Yo, your song helped me not commit suicide in 2003." And I'm like, "Bruh, if it was up to me, I'd have jumped off the fucking bridge." You know what I'm saying?
But you didn't. But, so right, what prevented right. you from jumping off that bridge since you was I going through that?
I had to prove everybody wrong. Even when I was by my fucking self and I was the only one believing, y'all got me crying here, I knew that God wasn't lying to me. Ever since I was a child, people would come to me and tell me, "You're special, you're going to go through many trials and tribulations, but your success is going to be beyond your wildest dreams." And I would just say, "Well, can you give me a number on the trials and tribulations? Because, Jazz, like, I've been through hell. I could sit here the next 50 minutes and tell you about me living in Newark and doing shit I had no business doing and, like, just experiencing so much. And I thank God for it because I learned so much. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I've been through hell, my nigga.
It's important to tell your story, though, because you don't know who's listening right now. Yeah. You could be saving you want
to hear a story?
From jumping over that bridge. Of course. And I'm sure a lot of these listeners want to hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what his name is or her name is. I don't know who it is. I don't know what you call him, but it's real. I went to jail for first-degree armed robbery in New Jersey. If you know the New Jersey law, we set the law for the country. Look up any law.
It's harder than even New
York.
And it's
white people. Listen,
especially
New Jersey
if you're in Bergen County,
right?
Yo.
Right?
Oh, throwing away the key.
First-degree armed robbery, right? Now, it wasn't the gas station. It was a management company I was working with. She don't like when I tell the story, but I have to because God came through for me. And how can I not tell you what God did for me? And this is what changed my life.
Tell your testimony,
so,
girl.
So here we go, Jazz. Here we go, babe. So I had signed a plea bargain November 15th, 2004. I was going to jail for three years, three flat. It was a 3 to 5, right? Now, if anybody knows the law, you have to do at least 85% of your time because I had a violent act, right? So on December 16th, 2004, it was my parents' anniversary. I got on my knees. I said, "Lord, listen to me, my nigga. I cannot go to no state penitentiary. I'm not built for that shit. Them bitches in there is hard, God. All right? Lord, I'm not saying I'm in." Dead ass. I said, "Lord, I'm not innocent. I've been out here wilding. But give me 3 to 6 months." Now, I don't know nothing about the law. I didn't know that when you sign a plea bargain, that's in stone.
Yeah.
When you come back, they're giving you what you signed for. I didn't know that. But I just prayed to my nigga because I said, "God, listen, man, this shit's above me, man. All right, look, God, help me out. I promise help. I'll never." Mm-hmm. I said, "I promise I'll never do it again."
Yeah,
I promise. Yeah. And I promise I'll change. I went to court January 7th, 2005. The courtroom was so packed they lined my courtroom with police because everybody knows I'm a good person. I just fucked up. I lost my mind. The devil got hold of me. So long story short, you know, and Remy tried to play me. You know, hey, Rem, we had guns. We had bats. I'm not proud of it, but, you know, rediscovery. I ain't telling nobody. You know, that's another story. But anyway, so we was popping shit on. I'll show you.
Recently? You and Remy?
Like last three, four months. Me and Hell's going back with industry on blast. We'll get back to that. But anyway, so... So January 7th, I will not let her live this shit down. And I be trying to because I'm like, okay, everybody fucks with her. Slay, I love you. You know, you love me. I just want to be nice. You know, I know you guys fuck with her. I'm very happy for her. Like, yo, as a human being.
Separate church from state.
Look. As a human being.
Yeah. Everybody so their own individual.
As a human being, I'm so happy for her.
Yeah.
Like, I know how hard it is to do that jail time. She came home like as a woman to woman, I respect her, and I wish her nothing but the best, and I'm so happy for her.
Uh-huh.
But as a motherfucking rapper,
uh-huh,
bitch, you cannot see me. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's go back to jail and what God did for a nigga.
Okay, we'll get there.
So January 7th, I go to trial. I mean, I go to sentencing, and the judge, he says a bunch of mumbo jumbo. I didn't know what he's talking about, but basically, he dropped my sentence down to a 364, and I did 110 days for first degree armed robbery, and that's the middle of 3 to 6 months of what I prayed for. The most valuable lessons that I learned in jail is one of them is look past the person and look at the situation. everybody in this world behaves the way they do because of what they've been through. Sometimes it's hard for us to differentiate. I hope I said it right. I've been drinking.
You did.
It's hard to differentiate because you only experience what they did to you. So, like, you got to watch the show, but I experienced something with my cousin on the show, and me and her's going head to head, and it's hard for me to not rip her fucking head off, but I got
to
understand what everything
to
comes
respect
from.
Respect her perspective.
Right. Oh, you got
to see her angle.
Right. And I have to, and me being adult and learning everything that I did, mm-hmm. it's like you have to be I don't even like the term the bigger person. You have to use what God has taught you. You have to use what life has given you, your experiences, and you have to be bigger and use those because life is a lesson. And, you know, another lesson I learned in jail, I'm not going to be, I'll be totally honest with you. This lady asked me to rap. Oh, Lady Luck in jail. Let me hear you rap. Big motherfucking guns, getting money, getting head, big cars, shooting guns, bitch, bow, bow, bow. And she goes, what about the kids? And I tell her what every rapper says. That's your job. Fuck you talking about? Parents need to talk to their kids. I'm telling you what the people want to hear. Bow, 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 shooting guns, getting head.
Yeah.
Late night on my bunk, I realized, Chanel, she's in here with you. Mm-hmm. Who's talking to her kids? Shooting guns, bow, bow, getting head. And then I realized where we're going as a community. So I changed up my subject matter. I changed up. That was the beginning. That was the restart button of me learning that, hey, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. God got something way bigger than, you know what I mean? Way bigger than that for you. You're supposed to be making different music. And it's been a long journey. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just filling in the shoes that he has for me, but I'm just finding different shades of talent because I stopped rapping because the world wasn't kind to Lady Luck. You know what I'm saying? So I stopped rapping. I didn't believe in Lady Luck anymore. And then I started writing songs. And then I found another side of my talent. And this guy next to me is such a great friend. No matter what I told him, I would lay songs at his house, and you could tell I didn't believe in myself. Like, people would say, you got to lay it over. You got to make me believe it. I wouldn't do it. I tell him I want to sing. He record me singing. I say I want to write songs. He record all of them songs.
Wow.
A real friend who has had my back. And soon as we got signed to Bravo, I turned to him and said, how did you know?
He predicted that?
No, he didn't predict it. Okay. He just knew that. I'm going to bet on this little fat dyke.
What's that crystal ball over there, yo? What you see in my future, my nigga?
He just knew that.
Fuck?
He just knew, I'm going to bank on this little fat girl, this little fat gay girl, because she know where she going. You know what I'm saying? Because, and I tell my whole team, how did you know? I mean, I wouldn't have believed me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But it's good to have a good
team. I got a good team.
And team then, of people surrounding.
And I got this pit bull next to me, this Salvadorian, Cuban, Puerto Rican, La Jefa.
From El Salvador.
Whatever. Okay. Peru.
No, but I love that you touched on that because, like I said, I know there's a lot of people that's listening right now that will definitely gain from everything that
you guys
have
said. And in this industry, so many people practice being fake. Mm-hmm. That's not even in her
That's
DNA.
Been my problem. I don't know how to do anything
too
else
real.
But
she keeps
be me.
It real, and people don't
too
like
real.
That.
I be trying to be something else, and it frustrates me. I don't know how to do it. She gets upset with me, my mom, everybody.
You don't know how to play the game. I be saying that shit. I be feeling
that's
like that shit holds
so
me
long.
Back.
That's
doing what certain things.
I don't, get
I
mad
don't
at
know
you
how
being
to
real.
Kiss.
Huh? I don't get mad at you for being
faces
real.
Faces and like
it's just
kiss
some
babies and shake
like
hands. That's the shit they say, right?
Nah,
some people don't deserve
do
your time, period.
I just don't feel like it's necessary. I feel like your talent just speaks for you. But I feel like in this particular industry, it should speak for her. But I feel like it wouldn't or probably wouldn't because of the politics of the game.
And a little fakey fakey.
The politics just done changed.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bravo.
Right. And even to say that, like
shout out
you,
to Bravo.
Shout out to Kelly in the building.
If
we got
that,
a PR
that's
rep.
Michelle. That's Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
If anybody thought Kelly nobody from? Was coming back out the goddamn graveyard, it's me.
And now it's a problem.
Now.
She gone.
Let's take it to, because you told your story about what you went through. But I feel like a lot of people may not know how you got your start. Mm-hmm. Since it's called Women in Hip Hop Podcast, I wanted people to know, how did Lady Luck get her start?
My way to the top. No, I'm just kidding.
How did she get signed? I can't. How
I can
did
say
you
that
get
here,
signed?
Michelle. They said I could talk like that here. Okay.
She can keep it a buck.
Okay. No, no.
Even though I know that's not it.
No, no, no.
But she can keep it thorough
Why?
And gully.
Because what I'm wearing, you're judging me?
No. This doesn't seem like you.
No, listen, I've seen her DMs.
No, no, no. No. Yo, Michelle, listen to me.
Them
when
jeans.
I drop this
nice.
Single.
A little
Hey, yo, Michelle, guys, they better DM her.
They better play my records. I have so many
like
DJs.
Crazy.
I have so many DJs. Family Jewels, in my DM. I don't know why they didn't see no pictures with my hat on. I don't know.
I'd be like,
but I got pictures. So when we send that record out, they better play. Or everybody gonna know what you got.
Oh,
but
or don't got.
Oh no!
Hey. Don't lie.
Go put them on black.
Hey, you better chill out before I tell everybody about you in gray sweatpants. But I got my start. Of course, the Sugar Hill Gang and Sylvia Robinson's been my aunt my whole life. But it's like Sylvia. I don't know. I'm not gonna say she got too rich to want to do more new music and stuff like that. I guess it just wasn't what the universe had set up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I grew up around them. I learned so much. She gave me my first taste pause of luxury. She showed me everything. You know what I mean? I've learned more from them than I could have gained. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And with a record deal. And so I was rapping. You want
to
hear a cool story?
Give it to me.
Let me tell you a cool story. So I was selling mixtapes. My man DJ AP. Shout out to AP. He believed in me. Mm-hmm. All right. And AP, I was selling his mixtapes. I went to the barbershop one day and I started rapping. Yo. And one hating ass nigga, you know them hating ass nigga with the dirty cornrows. You know the cornrows that need to get done God. 3 weeks ago. And it's mad fuzzy. Ago.
The new
it's
growth is kicking in.
It's all the way. And motherfucker go to me. So I'm kicking raps. And the motherfucker go, no.
Lex, you focus. No. Tell your story. I'm getting your woman a drink.
Why? Do you because know what I have to deal with? You ain't gonna be home with us.
You should be happy with
she
what
got
you
hers.
Have to
Put
deal
that
with.
Down. What are y'all doing? She.
Oh, okay. Y'all still sipping. Yeah. I thought that was a shot.
Trying
so
to
we down
the
table.
Where are we? What kind of place is this? So.
I'm good.
I went to we all good. So I went to these people are crazy.
I got it right here.
I went to the barbershop and I'm rapping and then the guy with the dirty
the fucked up braids.
Yeah, the dirty cornrows. Mm-hmm. I think it's Hakeem or something. You know, one of them Hakeem niggas, you know what I mean? And
it's always a fucking Hakeem.
It's always a Hakeem.
That's why on
Empire.
Hating
ass Hakeem,
yo.
Like,
on Empire,
you
know, I was like,
I know
he do
a really
not look
clean
like a
looking Hakeem though. So yeah.
not in this story.
Well, not all of them, but not here. Not this night.
Not this night. So Hakeem had these dirty braids. He gonna say, yo, you talking about Dom Perignon, won't you buy me a bottle? So I went next door, and I'm 16. I went next door to the liquor store. I was $10 short, and somebody gave me $10. He said, go get him, shorty. I go in the barbershop. I pop the bottle in the doorway. Everybody runs out the barbershop. Everybody. They go, ah! So this hating ass nigga, Hakeem, or whatever name is, he go, I drink Henny, shorty. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing you could do. So from that day,
yo.
From that day, everybody.
You can never please a hater. Moral of the story.
Now, wow, shout out to Stay Caked Up. Shout out to Nayamo. I ain't forget you motherfuckers.
Wow,
but
funny.
Ever since that day, everybody in the barbershop was trying to get me a deal. So I was down with Lil' Kim at one point. You know what I'm saying? They had took me everywhere. Loud Records everywhere. Bad Boy everywhere.
Lil' Kim did.
Yeah, I was. Shout no. I was
girl.
Down. I was
that.
Down with Lil' Kim.
Kim.
What happened? What happened was this was in I can't tell you the year, but this was happened. This happened, and then after that, somebody took me to Kim's house. I rapped for C's. This is when Kim was working on the Queen Bee album.
Yes.
Or Queen Bee Part 2, in case you're doing too much math with the year.
Part 2 is Notorious Kim? Or was it Hardcore?
It was a Queen Bee album, but motherfuckers are trying to do math. So it was a Queen Bee album.
Hardcore?
No, Queen Bee. They're the one where she's on the cover on the floor. Right,
that's hardcore.
Okay, you know better than me. I'm drunk.
I'm sorry. All right,
well, whatever.
We're
it was.
Not trying to do math.
Whatever it was. She,
but Queen Bee, the definite single,
yeah,
is on
the list. She was in Hawaii recording that album,
nice.
And C's called her, and I rapped on the phone.
Right.
Now, this was my birthday on December 7th. So that whole month of December, I was hanging with them. We went to Puffy House. I said, oh my God. Yes. Lil' Kim Fur had got on my jacket. I was saving it. Like, look, nigga, that's from Kim Fur. And then around Christmas, I ain't hear from them no more.
I love her right now.
I'm dead serious. I was showing niggas like, yo, nigga, Lil' Kim. So
Fur.
Look, nigga, that's from Kim Fur. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
shout out to Lil' Kim.
Shout out, that's my girl. So then girl. When I got signed, what happened was when I rapped on the radio, I rapped on Hot 97 for 5 days straight. I won. I was just battling people, and I won. And then when I went up to the radio station, long story short, every label called in. They chose Def Jam, but every label was courting me in New York. I mean, you're talking about a bitch who was on welfare. Me and my family, we got roaches. You know what I'm saying? Not no big-time roaches, like them roaches that be struggling. Like
okay.
They don't eat much.
The struggle roaches.
Not the fast
roaches.
If a roach is fast, then he been eating. But it's one of them roaches that look like, you know, like
roach.
He's moving
was
slow.
Was there a stray-away roach, like those strayaways? Or
yo,
did you have like the multiple?
I had prayer
meeting. Were they pets?
They was, no, they were strays.
They were strays. One that kind of moved from the neighbor once in a while.
Like we just had prayer meeting one time, and my pastor was white. Him and his white wife, and a roach climbed up on the wall behind him and shit. We were so embarrassed. But you
know how that could be. But go ahead with the story.
So Def Jam, you know, they were sending fruit baskets, and I remember at one time Lil Kim is calling me, leaving messages like, "Nah, you don't need to sign with them. You need to sign with me." And Foxy Brown leaving me messages. And last week, nobody knew who I was.
Foxy wanted to sign you too?
No, Foxy was on Def Jam, so she was working as a representative, telling them niggas, "Hey, you need to come over here. This is where the money at." I said, "You ain't." I remember telling Kim, we on welfare. I can't come live up in that mansion at Alpine with y'all, okay? Because you up there with Lil C's and Brisk and all of them. You remember? Okay. I can't come live with y'all. This is fun. Come to visit. But my family, we need to move out of here. And
that's pets, yo. Try to get rid of them niggas.
And I bought my mama a house.
Nice.
I bought my mama a house. And I told her I was going to do it. That's another whole another story. I can't wait till I write this fucking book. Nice. But long story short, and that's how I got signed to Def Jam.
So you told Kim, look, I can't rock with you over here. Obviously,
and she ain't speak to me. She ain't speak to me. The next time I saw her, Kim ignored me. She was at the what album release party was that? That was Jay-Z with the gray cover. Which one was that?
In My Lifetime? Oh no,
the gray cover. It was Dynasty is the black.
In My
cover.
Lifetime.
Yeah,
Volume 1.
Yeah. I think the plat whatever one was that. He the night he stabbed on. I was there.
Nigga. Fucks with you.
Yo.
I
was at the...
Jazz, nigga.
I was at the Kit Kat Club.
She said the night he stabbed
Jazz, listen to me. I was young. I was corny. I was 16. I'm 16, happy to have a record deal. I'm on stage right now. Hold on. Let me tell you that motherfucking story.
This part of the episode is sponsored by F and Vodka. Drink responsibly. Now back to our regular programming.
So we left. We had Jay-Z's album listening party.
Are you kidding me right now?
And Jay just run off stage. Now, first of all, Kim was there.
Facts, though. Facts.
I met Shine. Okay, nobody tell me I'm lying. I met Shine that night. I seen Kim. She was wearing some tiara shit. Looked like she was from a never-ending story. And I spoke to her. And she ain't speak to me. I went to her table. And she ain't speak to me. Because this is, you know, recent. I just left her a couple months ago. Pause.
Damn.
So Jay ran off stage.
This shit should have been on Instagram.
Jay ran off stage at the end of his performance. We all thought it was weird. We all knew that Kit Kat was popping, so we took a cab over there. Me and my couple friends, and we outside, and Dame Dash was like, "Let Luck in." You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother story, because Dame ain't want to sign me. When I went to Dame, after I was rapping on the
radio... And I'm mad about that, because I thought Dame knew talent when he saw it.
Dame told... Shout out to Kanye. Dame Dash
let me get
told
one of them drinks.
Dame,
hey, everyone. It's Justin Biggs, here from the Biggs vs. Biggs podcast. If you're a fan of sports podcasts, then be sure to check out and subscribe to Biggs vs. Biggs, a show that covers upcoming fights, fight reviews, and interviews with some of boxing's brightest stars. And it's brought to you exclusively by Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Dash told me so many people want to be Jay-Z. Who would want to be Lady Luck?
He said what? Say that again for the people.
Dame Dash was telling me, long story short, why he was ordering Bentleys in his office and getting a haircut while he's having a meeting with me and my manager. Shout out to Dame. He's my nigga. But at the time, he was telling me, like, he knows... Jay makes people want to be him from the way he dressed, from the way he does things. At this time,
that's true.
Ellen wasn't even out. And here you got this chubby, light-skinned girl coming in your office with an Avirex and a hat to the back, you know what I'm saying, and talking about some odd rap. And he's like, who wants to be you?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So at the time, it was cool. But then a couple months later, when I see Dame at Def Jam, I was like, yeah, nigga.
Somebody wants to be me.
What's up, Dame? So we got cool after that. And then the night outside the Kit Kat Club, he telling the bouncers, I got money. I'm rich. I can stay in the cold. At least let Luck and her peoples in, because I was with some bad bitches. So we go inside. We run into...
Some things never change.
Yeah, I had to settle down, though. Settle down with the baddest one. But, you know, I seen Q-Tip in there. He out on the mink with no shirt on. It was a tight-ass little mink, too. Yeah. I didn't know what's going on, Q-Tip. So then I go up the stairs and I see Un, like, Lady Luck, you rap like a man. And one of my verses that I put on the Clue album, I got that line from, I got a song with Paul Kane on Clue album.
Shout out to Paul Kane. He's a runner up with Fab and everybody.
No, he still do.
He still do? Okay.
Man, that's his brother. What you mean? They run around to the grave.
I mean, as far as the listeners, like, run around musically.
All right, well Paul Kane is one of the nicest motherfuckers I've ever known. And Paul Kane, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know. I'm drunk, so I don't even know how. But anyway, the song I did with him. My first line of that verse came from what Un told me that night. So he walk on stage. Lady Luck, you rap like a man. Thank you, Un. So I walk on stage. I'm over here with Miss Jones and them because they still owe me a Dreamcast. Because mind you, I won the fucking competition at the radio station. You supposed to give me my motherfucking Dreamcast. I don't give a fuck about this goddamn record deal. Where the fuck is my video games? I'm 16.
Yeah.
I'm 16.
Yeah. This is important. Totally, yeah.
So I run down on Miss Jones. I'm like, Miss Jones, where the fuck is my video games? Like, I need to play this shit. So while we up there, I see Jay-Z. And Jay-Z's birthday is the 4th. Mine is the 7th. I said, oh, my God, I got to go tell Jay-Z. So while I'm going to tell him, the crowd starts swaying. The crowd going like this, Jay, I love you. I'm going to tell the truth. You ain't do it. I was there. So the crowd starts swaying. The crowd starts swaying. They throwing bottles. And I seen the light fixture fall on Un and his man. His man was heavy set, too. And I seen the light fixtures fall, and it just got crazy there. I seen somebody stab Un. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I was there. You know what I'm saying? It was a long time ago, so I can't say who it was, but I know I was there that night.
And, you was there when Un got stabbed with the whole altercation
with
Jay.
I saw the whole thing.
Okay.
Praise God.
I think, though, how do you say it? The statute of limitation?
Oh, no, it ain't even
passed
that.
On that.
It ain't even in that. There ain't no statute of
so
limitation.
So who stabbed fucking Un, yo? That's all I want.
Jay-Z did.
He's cleared of all charges. Nah, shout out to Johnny Cochran, the late great Johnny Cochran.
Nah, it was crazy in there. You couldn't really see what was going on, but the light fixtures fell. I remember they was throwing bottles, and I was like, oh my God, they throwing bottles. They threw so many bottles that the strobe light fell. You know what I'm saying? And we had to get out of there. I was too young. Nobody wanted me to be around violence. You know what I'm saying? But
you were 16 witnessing all.
And
of
I
that.
Didn't get no Dreamcast from Miss Jones. Shout out Miss Jones. You know what I'm saying? The Hot 97 still ain't give me my Dreamcast. I don't even know if they make them shits anymore.
Buy it used on eBay.
That's the worst as a kid, expecting your, like, prize. You don't get it?
Yo, I was so innocent at the time. Like, they told me that on Hot 97 that I was going to win a Dreamcast and I was going to win a Foxy Brown CD if I won my contest.
Wow, a Foxy Brown CD was a prize.
At the China Doll, because it just came out. China Doll and Dreamcast. I was supposed to get that because I won.
Yes, China White.
Here I am up in Def Jam on Varick. And they tell me I'm getting a record deal. And before I leave, I turn to Kevin Lyles and say, y'all owe me a Foxy Brown CD. Y'all told me I won a Foxy. They said, get this girl a Foxy Brown CD. He gave me a whole stack. I got Jay's album, everything. But I was such a big fan. I'm still a big fan of Foxy and Kim. You know what I mean? Okay. Like they influenced me a lot. You know what I mean? I shout out to Foxy, Kim. Shout out to Nikki. Shout out to Lauren. Shout out to Young and May. Shout out to Remy. Shout out to Sia.
That's her girl.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to everybody. Like, shout out to Queen of the Ring. I fucks with y'all. Mm-hmm. Love Babs Bunny. I'll lay a bitch down for her. Shout out to Lady of Rage. Shout out to Mia X. Like, I fuck with so many people. Shout out to the Brat. That's my bitch. Shout out to Queen Latifah. My nigga, I wanted to kill myself in 2014 in June. I got the videos. And I started doing songs with my cousin Leah. You know, she inspired me in life and whoop, whoop, whoop. And then in 2015, they honored me at the VH1 Hip Hop
Queen Latifah, honored.
Talk about that, because I do have that on my list of questions. And yes. I'm glad that another part of the questions that I wanted to ask was, like, some of the women that inspired you or that you fuck with. And you already gave me a plethora of lists
MC
of
Light,
the ladies.
Fucking yeah. MC Light is, yeah. like, Light. My nigga, I am. I mean, MC Light, you made me, my
Missy.
Nigga. You know what I'm saying? Missy Elliott. Oh, my God. Please. Missy Elliott. That is God. She God. Yes. Missy Elliott is she God. Fucking, like I said, Queen Latifah, Moni Love. You could take it back to the sequence, you know, Angie, Angie Stone.
Shout out to Angie Stone, man. I know, and she was with Sugar Hill.
That's my godmother.
That's literally your godmother?
Well, she was supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
And then she dropped them songs and forgot about her, nigga.
Oh!
but quick hip hop fact. You know,
she was in a hip hop group.
Quick hip hop fact. Mm-hmm. The sequence was signed to Sugar Hill.
Exactly.
My mother was the record promoter. The sequence stayed with me before. Well, stay with my mother. I was staying with my mother. So they all stayed with us before their album dropped. Her, Cheryl LaPearl,
Miss Donna,
Angie B.
Did they talk about that on that TV One Special Unsung?
Why would
I
they?
Because I watched that.
Why would they?
Is there a rift between Angie Stone and your family right now?
I mean, yeah. She
it
would,
is?
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I don't know, because she came to Aunt Sylvia's ceremony. So I don't think so.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I definitely don't think so. But, you know, and I'm glad she went to singing and stuff like that. But I was around when all that, hun. When Diamond was first born, like, that's my godmother. Mr. Magic, I don't even know if y'all know who that is. Mr. Magic's my godfather.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. I watched him. Ain't more in front of me. But R.I.P. Mr. Magic, you know what I'm saying? It was him and Cool DJ Red Alert going against each other when the bridge is over and all that. I got deep ties in this music industry.
What's up, Chili? Are we good?
Yeah, Mac wanted to join us.
Oh, come on, baby. Come on.
Oh. Oh, Mac got the. Oh, shout out to yeah. Mac. All right, my man Mac.
Can I, Mac, get your ass Mac, in the fucking
Mac, I've been, Mac, I've been drinking. Can I tell the truth? Can I tell the truth, Mac? I've been drinking. Me, first of all, me and him been friends since second grade. He would never share his motherfucking Snickers with me.
All right?
He would never share Snickers with me in second grade. All right, don't be fooled by the beard. He still looks the same as we did in second grade. But me and this man right here done been through hell, hot water. We done did shit to each other that we would never do to each other again. And
y'all did things to each other that y'all would never do to each other again.
Pause.
Yeah, I guess I got this left side of my brain.
Nah, I was
be going all the way left.
I had a
can't go left no more.
I know where your mind is.
I know, but it's the way.
No. Here we go. Let me clarify.
Don't blink. I do radio for a reason. Let me clarify. You don't even have to clarify.
Even though what we do is wrong was on repeat. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. And me and my man, we reconnected, and his mother told me, this is what y'all been supposed to be doing. This is my guy. We done traveled the country together. Like, shout out to Fat Mac. I don't know if you still want me to call Fat Mac.
Mac Attack.
Mac Sauce.
Mac Sauce sounds good. I like the saucy.
Pause.
Wait, now, please, you was going to elaborate further on the hip-hop honors. I do want to hear more about that and being honored, because I was there in the cut, in the back.
Yeah. Did you see me jumping? Did you see me acting crazy?
I did. No, not really. And you know what?
You weren't acting crazy.
You
weren't having
acting
fun.
Crazy because you was in an all white with the crown.
Peck is my girl.
And I was mad that I left my crown in the car. And I saw your crown. I said, who the
she
fuck is this bitch with the crown
she,
on,
listen,
son?
I was
and my brother
was
in town from Detroit. I said, go to the fucking parking lot and
like,
get my fucking crown. My
crown
is better than her crown. Yo, my shit custom made. I was
crowned. I spent $300 on that crown.
Chill. The crown.
No, I was low key.
Crown Wars.
Heated, but I just wanted to. I was.
Not
but
chill.
Crown Wars.
No, Jack. No,
fun hating,
though.
Fun hating.
Fun.
I just needed. I needed you to have a little competition. I was she the only one rocking a crown.
I wasn't going to wear that.
And
she
then when you turn a little more to my right,
I told her to wear it because
that's fucking lady.
I told her to wear it because I've known Luck for a long time and I know a lot of her story. And, and that's why I admire her.
Yeah.
Not only do I admire her as my partner, but she's been grinding for a long time. I have always said she deserves so much more shine than what she's been given.
You too, though, babe. You too.
And that's very gay, babe, I think.
I mean, it's real nigga shit. Like, you deserve
but
much more.
Real
like,
tough.
Does everybody know you've been in 36 commercials? You was in Scorpion King. You was in two episodes of Entourage. Do they know you was in American Psycho? Do they know you did a movie with Michael Jackson? Don't tell me about what I deserve. We deserve.
Mm. I don't have the sound bite, but I could do the applause. But we all could collectively do this shit together. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Y'all give it up for Sophia Reese and Lady Luck in the building. This whole love combination going on where they support
each
other.
It'd be like we be having a competition on who could support the other one more.
I love that.
But, I was really happy for her because, again, like I was saying, I know what her grind has been.
Yeah.
And I respect it because, as you guys saw, started from the attic, now we're here.
Okay.
And you know what? I didn't fuck my way to the top. Mm-hmm. I did everything, and I am who I am because of me. No man put me on. Mm-hmm. I don't come from a lot of money. I don't come from anything. Everything I did was by
myself.
She did
it herself. Mm-hmm. She did it herself.
And so I really respect that about a person. I don't care who you are. I don't care what color you are, whatever. Mm-hmm. So when we got the text and call that Queen Latifah wanted to honor her for paving the way for female MCs.
I was like, what?
At the VH1 Hip Hop Honors.
Yeah, man.
Which
yeah.
at the time we had got offered Love and Hip Hop New York.
Wow. Okay? I was going to ask about that because I figured
we'll
that
get
was,
to that. We'll get to that.
That was
a
platform
in a
that I know was knocking down y'all door.
And it was to me, I feel like such a like a proud mom almost, like I just, she deserves this, man. She deserves everything that's coming.
I cried that night. I cried that night. And I'm about to cry now. It's just alcohol. You know what it was? Because I have
don't mess
been,
your mascara up, girl.
You know what
it is? We worked hard for that.
And people get mad at me, but Like, if I'm down and I remember Joe Schmo kicked me when I was on the floor, when I'm standing up, he get mad when I remind him that he kicked me, but blood or bro or cuz, whatever it is, I remember when you kicked me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not going to ignore it. Okay, fine. We could play cool because you could play my record now and shit, but I don't know how to be fake. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Y'all saw that? I don't know how to be fake. I can only be a real bitch so I can remind a nigga, hey, nigga, you wasn't fucking with me. You don't remember what you did? I do. Jesus, I wrote it down.
Vividly.
You know what I mean? So it was like,
so to get that call for queen, though.
Nah, listen. Every hip-hop, every hip-hop female cypher, freestyle, article, for the last 10 years, they never mentioned me. Like, and after a while, I stopped letting it hurt my feelings because it'd be bitches on there who I've never even heard of. So when they gave me that call, it was cool. But, like, when I got there, I ain't gonna lie, I got drunk. I had a great time. I was popping. They kept the cameras on me. You see, if you go watch it right now, you see Luck. You see Luck drunk hopping in the balcony.
We
but
had a great time.
But good. I cried when my picture came up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, y'all ain't forget me this time. You know what I'm saying?
And a year before that, you said you were
gonna kill myself.
Suicide.
It wasn't even. It's not.
Imagine
even, it's just,
if she would have been gone, she would have never seen that.
I'd have never seen that, and that's why I tell people it got so dark for me. You know what I'm saying? So, so
we're here now, baby.
Yeah, listen so, up,
it's
people.
Family of hip hop. On Bravo.
It's not
can
sad.
We collectively
hey,
clap on
it's
that?
Not hey, sad. Hey, no, I don't want that.
Yes,
I don't want that.
Yes,
I don't want that.
Yes.
I don't want that. It's not
no,
for
but,
me.
No, but on some real
Hold
shit though. You deserve that.
It's not for me.
You deserve that.
Jazz, it's not for me. It's for you. Whoever's out there, you're going through your dark moment.
They deserve it, too.
Forever, whoever's out there, you're going through your dark moment. And when it looks hopeless, when you feel like it's so dark, remember that you are a seed. And a seed can only grow and reach its full potential when it's buried, when it's dark, when it's alone by itself. And that's what I had to experience. And I only experienced that to tell you that.
Yeah.
So what I am telling is, it's not no round of applause. I ain't do nothing special but don't die. I ain't do nothing special, but don't quit. I ain't do nothing special, but continue to believe in God and know that I'm here for a reason.
But we are proud of you.
Right, but you ain't got to be proud of me. Be proud of God because he kept me going through.
Shout out
to my nigga God. Now clap to my nigga God. That's
yo,
what it's about.
Yo, Lady Luck is wild.
It's real.
I'm
it's
happy
real.
For her.
Yo, you got my girl Chella over there
I'm
crying.
Happy for
yo.
Her.
Chella, I'm about to cry too, but I don't want to fuck
mama,
up my makeup. Yo, Chella.
You know what I like.
Is.
Like, Michelle don't know,
you know
me.
How
you be
hard
smiling
it is.
All day with my family and shit
yeah,
like
it's
that.
Hard.
And I want people to know, like, my nigga, like, niggas done played me. I'm a female by myself.
Right.
You know how many clubs, you know how many rappers, you know how many people walk by me and try to fucking play me? You know how many people watching this shit and hearing this shit knew that they played me? I be downtown Newark selling my CDs because I be doing so much, and people try to play me. I'd be like, would you rather me sell crack? Would you rather me sell pussy?
Would you rather me steal from your family?
Exactly. Because I
rob
did that
your
before.
Mother.
I've done that before, too, and that shit ain't cool.
Right.
Hold on.
But
that's the beautiful thing
about...
I was Robin Hood, though.
Well, we're not going to criminalize.
I was Robin Hood. No. I will not criminalize. I only rob drug dealers and people who's doing wrong. I never kicked in no people who's doing the right thing doors.
Right.
Okay.
Now but that's the beautiful thing about this culture we call hip-hop.
This is 15 years ago, people.
Because this is a platform where people like yourself, rather you a man or a female, that could come into this game and succeed without having a degree. Rather it's high school, rather it's college. You don't have to be highly educated to succeed in this game.
Wait.
So take advantage.
Jazz,
take advantage.
I don't want
to
stop you.
No. I just feel like if you have a degree, great, kudos to you.
Yeah.
But if you're going through the struggle and you have the actual talent to succeed in this game and you actually get the platform and the opportunity, do not lose that opportunity.
What's
because
the
there's a lot of people out there that could be doing a lot worse. So when people get into this game and they say, oh, she's not as talented as Lady Luck, or Lady Luck isn't as talented as a Foxy Brown or a Queen Latifah, it's like, but she's doing something positive. She's off of the streets. Let her do what she got to do to sustain her position in life.
Now, let me
tell
you something.
Because she was just thinking about killing herself.
Now, let me tell you something. It's deeper than that.
I fucks with that
story. It's deeper than that. See, I didn't go to no formal college. I went to School of the Hard Knocks.
Right.
So what you just said, I had to learn. So I would look at these corny rappers out here and be like, oh, he's whack. But what I had to learn was that brother got off the streets. That brother could feed his family.
Yeah.
That brother don't have to sell drugs.
That's
he ain't got to
kick
this
shit.
He ain't
got
to kick
in
my door. You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn so much. And my life belongs to the people. Like, I do charity events. That's one reason why they cut down my jail time. Because when everybody sent in their letters, they said, Your Honor, please forgive her. She's just stupid right now. But she's really a great person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? saying? And that's what helped me, man. And I continue to give to the people. You know what I mean? Because yeah. that's what I'm here for.
You know what I want to know, too? Because I saw you make a post, and we was talking about hip-hop honors. Mm-hmm. And you talk a lot right now. You keep saying, you know, I was drunk. Y'all see me. You said that there was a particular actor.
Yes, there was. Mm-hmm.
That
a bitch.
Fucking bitch ass tried nigga. You. That was,
you a bitch.
That's,
no, he ain't try me.
What happened?
I don't know.
Who was that?
Apparently.
What happened, Samaya? Talk, please. No.
I got
her
it
cup
right
is
here.
On deck.
I got it right
no,
here.
Needs, no, it's right
chill,
here.
Chill, man. I got to go home with her. Okay. Chill.
No. Just a
and
little.
Then give the
little
rest little. To Lady Luck.
No, I can't. I've been drinking 4 different alcohols. Whiskey.
No.
And this is your last interview of the night. Chella, please, hand it to her.
I'll hold it, but I can't promise you nothing.
But you got to keep it in your hand. Don't sit it down. Lady Luck, what are you doing? Yeah, that's what you're going to do. Yeah, we good. Now, hip-hop honors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so.
Talk to me, Samaya.
Now, the only reason why I'm not going to reveal his name is I'm going to wait till she suns him in person. Then we talk about it.
Okay.
Because that's what's going to happen. And I know some of our fans were like, no, you're bigger than that. No, but.
No, I'm not.
But you a man, and you talking about a woman. So you a bitch, too. You a female.
You know what you're giving me right now? Mm. You're giving me Samaya loving hip-hop talking to Rich Dollars.
You a vagina.
Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
But that's how much I was a fan of you on the show. Like, you
I'm
straight,
real.
You took
I didn't
him
come,
off that stage.
I didn't come from anything
I thought
either.
That was like, crazy. I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm from South Central.
Yeah.
I'm as real as it is. I'm not no Hollywood girl. Yeah. I'm not an industry chick. Like, I came from a very real place.
Yeah.
So. I'm gonna let her, like I said, sun him in person because
but
if you're
what
talking
happened?
About females.
What happened?
So here's what happened.
Nothing.
So she's enjoying her moment.
Yeah, Queen Latifah.
All of our friends
got honored.
All of our friends are there. Mm. Pep is a really good friend of mine. You know, we're hanging out
Peppa.
With Pep.
Saw the
yeah.
Pep. Shout out to Pep.
Yep,
right.
Pep. You know, Kim. These are all friends of ours. So she's just having fun with them. I mean, we all talk to each other on the regular. So this guy went and had a whole conversation about her to someone very close to us and said, like, oh, she was acting up. It was embarrassing. She
bitch ass nigga.
She was what was his exact words? He was acting up and she was acting extra. You know what?
Doing the most.
How dare you? You don't know what she's been through.
Right.
You don't know that we're friends with these girls here. Who are you? Oh, you got one shot on TV finally, and now you think you popping?
Now you think you got power?
How about you really, really, really grind?
You, right before you said power, I already knew who the fuck you was talking about.
How about?
Because I remember who was in the building.
How about you
so
grind?
So is it Amari Hardwick or is it Rotimi? Which one is it?
How about you grind?
See, here's the thing. I have to ask Michelle what questions I can answer and what
which
questions.
Which one is it?
Right.
Is it Amari Hardwick?
Jazzy, next time. Rotimi? Next time. Listen to me. Listen.
Next time.
Can I guess?
Can I guess?
And you cannot. And I won't say to the people.
You're in the pot.
I'm not nodding.
I'm definitely in the pot.
You're getting hot.
It's getting hot. It's getting hot. It's getting hot. We got our Bravo television representative.
Next question, please.
But I'm gonna continue with this.
Go ahead.
Is that
Maya,
look,
please?
I don't respect anybody that talks behind someone's back.
Okay.
If you got a problem, come tell me. Come see me. We don't have to get crazy. But if you got a problem
with me,
did y'all
knock a drink on old boy? Or was
nothing.
It just,
no,
he just watched out from a distance?
We didn't even say hello to him.
Hey, watch my timeline. It's easy to nail down. I'm sorry. But I was hugging people and I was just happy to be.
Yeah.
Hold up, babe.
I was happy.
Babe, I was happy.
People thought
to
I was
be
extra
alive.
As a fan. Like, literally.
I was happy to be alive. I was happy to be there.
You know what? It's that side of Hollywood that be pretending to be a certain way for the public.
Yeah.
But that's not who you are. You know, for me, I know that what has always excelled in my career, I started out in scripted television and scripted films. I landed on reality TV.
Right.
But the reason why I continue to work is because I keep it real. I'm professional. I don't sit and talk about people because I don't have time.
Right.
If you really pop in how you say you are,
let
you
your
ain't
work. Let
you
your
ain't
work
talking
speak
about
for
somebody
you.
Else. And how you a man talking about a female?
Fuck that nigga.
To another female.
And it got back to y'all. That's how it happened.
He told another female.
Oh, he told. Listen.
Let me tell you something.
So you a bitch.
Everything
you a
always comes back. The Bible says
fucking Samaya Reese, everybody. Can we give it up for Samaya Reese for the vajayjay?
You are. Reference. You are. And so just because I guess for me it hits home because yeah. I don't like when a man talks about another woman, like yeah. what kind of tendencies are those? And then we actually thought he was cool. Like I enjoyed being friends with him. I was just getting to know him, thought he was a cool dude. And then you find this stuff out, but he's smiling in our face.
Bitch.
How about you keep it 100? How about you be like, why, whatever you're feeling. But you know, this is not your moment, bro. This is not your moment. This is her moment. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm a pit bull when it comes to my woman. So
a
you
lion.
Think you coming
a
for
lion.
Her? Oh, you got a problem.
And I'm
now
a well,
we have a problem.
And I'm a well-kept woman. Shout out to Samaya Reese and Slim. Get Slim Detox Tea.
I was going to
okay.
get to that. Yeah. All
right. No, we're running out of time. Michelle is texting us.
Okay.
Samaya, she is the founder and owner of Get Slim Detox Tea.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Doesn't
amazing.
She, though?
Thank you. Yeah. It's been a long journey. It's
hey, let me tell
easy.
You something. I had a crush on Samaya so long, I knew when I got her, I could get anything in the world.
And look at you now. And on Bravo. First family
together.
Of hip-hop.
Do you believe it? Look isn't who it? Hopped out of that grave, popped that coffin. Yeah, dead
bitch
walking. Head hunting. Bra dumping. Back to all
my
shit talking. Bark mic. I'm drunk.
Bark, hey! Bark match.
My big barking.
Bite?
Match my big barking. Try to get these hosts
so
fair warning. Do songs with them. Now it's fuck them. Like sex early in the morning. No love for them. All right, that's it. I'm drunk.
I love it. Wait, but now they can't find out your
all
new
her song.
Yeah, the facelift. That's on the facelift.
They can find it on
the facelift. It's for free. Just type in Google.
Download
Lady
it.
Luck.
Download it on SoundCloud. It's SoundCloud. The / is I am Lady Luck.
And
it is. It is
Dat Piff.
It's on Dat Piff.
It's on Dat Piff. Thank you, Dat Piff, for featuring her.
And as JP.
Yep. And also, it was released under our joint record label,
right.
La Rosa Entertainment.
La Rosa.
No, La Rosa.
Like the rose that grew from concrete.
Because
that is who I am and that is who she is.
Baby, okay.
And we will always be the seed that grows. And our light shines so bright that's why haters is mad.
She's
so tune
poetic.
In to First Family Hip Hop because you're going to see a...
And this is y'all labeled together.
Together.
La Rosa.
La Rosa.
You put all the
La Rosa. La Rosa Entertainment and The Greatest Entertainment.
Now, do you guys have a song together on there?
Oh, we do.
But it's not gay. We don't do a gay song.
When we do songs together,
homo.
They're not gay, okay?
It's
really?
Not no, it's not no homo shit. Like, I
why?
Love you, girl. I love you back. Love.
Yeah,
you know,
I read
like,
something.
I don't have to rap about being gay.
You spit, yeah. too. We was going to talk about that. But I read something, and you let me know if it's true or false, obviously, because everything you read isn't true. You don't like the word lesbian?
No.
Do you not like that title?
No. See,
tell me why.
A lot of people just accept things. People accept things, right? So, like, if somebody tells you you're black,
yeah,
you accept it.
I'm blacker than the motherfucker, though.
Right, but because somebody
hold out to my people.
Hold up.
Shout out to the folks.
Because somebody told you that, right? Now, just because everybody running around calling me a motherfucking lesbian, why I got to subscribe to it? So all I did was what majority of us don't do nowadays is go Google it. Where the fuck did lesbian come from?
The island
educators.
Of Lesbos.
It comes from the, I told you, don't be shutting me down. It comes from the island of Lesbos over in Greece. And the reason why they call lesbians that, because they found poems from, you know, there's a bunch of women living there, and they found poems from one woman, and her poems were about other women. I'm not from Greece. Only thing me and this bitch got in common is that we write poems about bitches. So therefore.
This particular chick from Greece.
Listen, from the island of Lesbos.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know.
I'll Google.
All right.
Yeah, you find her on Google?
Michelle, yeah. We're coming. The car's downstairs. We love you, Michelle. Happy.
Right.
Wait. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Happy birthday to Michelle. Michelle from Bravo, the PR.
All right. Yeah, but fucking, I'm not from the island of Lesbos, so therefore I'm not signing up for no lesbian. What a lot of people don't understand is a lot of.
Signing up for no lesbian?
A lot of terminology that you have today was made by European and German scientists. Mm-hmm. So when they come up with different words for how to separate us and put us in a box, once you accept that box, that's what the fuck you become. Mm-hmm. So hey Jazz, I know my culture, I know where I come from, I know my people, but I am not black. I am not a lesbian. I don't want to subscribe to any fucking box you're making me check. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because when you check those boxes, not We've only do you separate.
Forced, it's been forced upon us, you know?
Exactly.
Labels.
So now you're supposed to pick lesbian. Or you're supposed to pick black. Playing. You're supposed to pick white. You're supposed to pick all these fucking boxes, and all that does is separate us from each other. And when you read the Bible, you learn about the Tower of Babel and the city of Babylon. And when they tried to achieve something and build a tower, it got broken down because they all spoke different languages. So even when you get down to your president, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all stop separating each other, I don't subscribe to Black Lives Matter. All lives matter.
I'm not
believing in Black Lives Matter.
Hold up. Let me
That's
tell you why.
But I want you to explain.
But let me explain. Please, let me explain. Yeah. First of all, racial slurs are just retarded, right? And I mean, retarded is not good. You got to be careful what you say. But what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this, right? Mm-hmm. If you're sitting over there and you're in trouble, and it's us three here, we're not in trouble. But you saying Jazzy's life, Latin matters, Jazzy. You are separating us from you. You are isolating yourself. We are not going to help you. We cannot stand together. But if we all realize we're together and it's one person separating us, or it's one culture separating us, or it's one group of people separating us, then we unite and we're able to take over who's trying to keep us separate. You get what I'm saying? So it could be Black Lives Matter, but there's Hispanics getting killed by the police. It's all kind of
it
people
is.
Being oppressed. Right, and I'm not, and people
I don't think that's what Black Lives Matter is, like the origin of it.
That wasn't what it was supposed to be that way,
right.
But it's been like,
but that's
that
how
a lot
perceived.
Of people are separating us.
And I think it's perceived that way by the wrong people, and that's why I think the wrong people is pushing that agenda so a lot of people can feel the separation of it all. Mm. It all started with blacks versus the law enforcement, and rather you feel you black or not, at the end of the day, you got more color than the average Caucasian. Mm-hmm. So you were getting lynched, meaning you two on this couch, mm-hmm. Lady Luck and Samaya, like mm-hmm. I would, because you aren't Caucasian.
Yeah.
You don't look
I'm an
like,
Afro-Latina, too.
Like, exactly. You don't look like them. So Black Lives Matter, because predominantly what was happening was we were getting shot down,
you know, that's
just
true.
Off site.
You but hold up, I know we
can't. We were getting attacked
off
site,
but
on site,
but right,
just
but
by
the
our black skin.
But the statistics, it's not even that. What? It's statistics. They are not. They're not killing people in middle class
skin.
Neighborhoods and things of that nature. Well, you know what I'm saying? Majority of these people are from low class areas, and then on top of that,
that's the one that you
hold
just
up,
see.
Hold up.
Because I grew up middle class, and I saw what happened to my
lying.
Actual brother.
I'm not lying.
So
I live in a middle class neighborhood, and there's a kid killed around the corner by the police. But what I'm saying,
was he black?
No, he was Hispanic.
Right.
And that's another thing.
But I don't think. But I don't think what some people say, scream Black Lives Matter, it means that Hispanic lives doesn't matter or white lives doesn't matter.
Of course,
it's the way that it's been manipulated to like this whole other thing.
To separate. And it wasn't meant to separate, because at the end of the day, it's a particular organization that is designed to fight for us, to protect us, to anybody that feels need for that group to help them, to be an advocate for them.
It's just
it doesn't mean that your life doesn't matter or any white person's life doesn't matter
or
anything like that. It just means that we need some type of representation for us, because if you do look at statistics, if you do go by this experience, from what I witnessed as a black individual, I've witnessed how hostile they are when it comes to black communities.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
I've experienced this all.
And I feel like that's what it's about. That's what the Black Lives Matter is about.
Right.
It's not to separate at all.
Right.
Because black and brown has been fighting together forever.
It's not.
Forever. And I look at it like we in it together.
Right. It's not meant to separate.
Right, it's not meant.
But how do you think somebody feel? Like, if I said, Lady Luck, life matter. Now,
because your life fucking matters.
Right.
And if I'm in this room and it's a gun to your head and you screaming, Lady Luck's life matter, I would be like, her fucking life does matter.
Right, and that's
put
how
that
you feel.
Fucking gun away
feel.
From her head. You know
why?
Because that gun is not at my head.
And fist up. But guess what?
Yeah,
but guess
it's
what?
Not
but
at
a
my
lot
head,
of people,
it's at yours.
But a lot of people wouldn't feel that way.
I can speak for a lot of people,
right?
But I can speak for what I know that particular organization represents. That's what I'm saying.
No, I understand.
I know what that organization represents because I have people that's involved in it deeply.
I love this type of discussion.
No, you know, that's what I'm saying. And I feel like it goes astray when people get confused, like the lines start to get blurred.
Yeah.
And I get everything that you're saying. It's just when somebody says I'm pro-black doesn't mean I'm anti-white. If you pro-Hispanic, doesn't mean you anti-black.
It means you
all for your people and the rights that your people deserve, just like the counterparts, meaning the white counterparts or the black counterparts or the Asian counterparts.
Right.
That's what it means. But I feel like it's always some type of negative stigma, some negative connotation when it comes to black people. And when we say Black Lives Matter, a lot of people don't take it seriously or want to uphold to it because
it's the coin
it's black.
Phrase. No, 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 no.
It's black.
If I feel like it's the coin phrase. Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we all know Black Lives Matter. We all see how the police are slaughtering us. Listen, I've been through racist situations myself. Listen to me. I understand that.
Absolutely. Because off of face value, you are me.
Right.
And I am you.
Right. Right. Now here's
they're not
what
looking
saying.
At that box.
But here's
checking.
What I'm saying. So when I watch right. the news, right? Listen, me.
But
I
like this conversation.
Right, I love
Please.
It. I love it. I'd rather
yes,
talk about this shit all
dialogue.
Day. But here's my thing, right? When I look at the news, yeah. right? I know. When I look at the news, I see. Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
This unarmed black man got shot in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. That's right. Let's march. But then the next story is about my Indian.
Shit.
Right. No, but look.
I know what you're saying.
No, that's what they're doing. But then the next story is my Indian, my Native American, not even Indian, my Native American brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's not get too deep in here because we're all not from Africa. But anyway, my Native American sisters and brothers, they going through terrible conditions.
So are some whites.
Right. So here's my thing.
Right, go ahead.
Then you read something and you see the Hispanics is getting killed. So here's my thing. Gang.
Yeah.
Gang.
Yeah.
My thing is, I don't want to say just luck life matter. Your life matter.
Yeah.
Your life matter. And if we all get together, the people who's oppressing all of us.
Yeah.
We Strength can knock them numbers. Out of power. You know what I'm saying? So I'm down. I understand where Black Lives Matter comes from. I understand because my brothers and sisters, we've been oppressed. But when we wake up and realize who the fuck we really are, okay? Stop screaming that Black Lives Matter shit until you really know who the fuck you are. Google is there. Google who the fuck you are, what you come from, what this world is. Like, I study too much. I meditate too much. I've learned too much to subscribe to racism. We are all one. We are all one, because if motherfucking...
But do you feel like racism exists?
Of course it does.
Oh, okay. Well,
of course it does, because it was put in place.
Girl.
Listen. Right. Racism, sexuality,
sexism.
Man, woman, everything was placed to separate us, because if everybody unites, the person who's in control can't be.
Yeah.
Right.
We were all taught that stuff.
You get what I'm saying? The Wizard of Oz. You see how... Look at the fucking Wizard of Oz. If Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Lion, and whoever else, if they never got together, they would have never seen the man behind the curtain. We could look at the Yellow Brick Road and them singing all them goddamn songs all we want, but look at the fucking message. When you all get together, whether you're a coward, whether you ain't got no courage, or whether you ain't got no heart, or whether you're just trying to find your way home, if you unite with your brothers and sisters, one's a fucking lion, one's a fucking scarecrow, and one's a fucking tin man. One's black, one's Chinese, one is white. We all get together, go down that yellow brick road, and pull that motherfucker behind the curtain. That's when we will win. Lord have mercy, don't come get me.
Ain't nobody gonna come get you. But I do agree with that. Even even me and Kay Slade talk about this a lot. When I see a lot of the marches in Black Lives Matter, sometimes it's more whites than black marching.
That's right. So I'm not going to say
But that's why it's not
My
the name.
My best friend is white.
Yeah, see? But that's why I think a lot of people just look on the surface of the name BLM, Black Lives Matter. Doesn't mean just because you feel Black Lives Matter that you have to be black to believe in that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people that are... Just like the NAACP was built off a majority of white people.
And we don't even, and a lot of people don't know that.
But a lot of people should know that.
I encourage
And I just think people don't denounce the NAACP as much as they do the Black Lives Matter movement is because they may not know that it's equivalent. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, because George Soros is behind Black Lives Matter. You could Google him. Listen, I'm doing too much in here. We got to go.
Listen,
there's a white man behind Black Lives Matter too.
Yeah.
All right?
As it should be, because it's not about color. It's all about
humanity.
The message and
humanity.
The humanity
the
of that.
Because if E.T. and his crew come here,
so
they
that's
don't
why
care
I'm
who
behind
got a tan.
It, because it's really the message. Because a lot, because just like you said, the person that you're speaking of right now, and a lot of people should Google that, he isn't black, and he's behind that movement. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be black to be behind it.
Mm-mm-hmm.
You just have to be behind, like you said, the message
yes.
that's representing that movement.
I love all my people. I've grown up, and New Jersey is multicultural where I grew up at, okay? Because down in Clark, New Jersey, that's where the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan lived. But where I'm at, it's multicultural. It's a melting pot. So where I went to school, it's Indians, it's blacks, it's whites, it's nationalities I've never heard of. It's aliens.
Right.
I feel bad saying, oh, only Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Because my white brother, his people's getting killed too. My Spanish brother, his people getting killed too. So it's selfish for me to say Black Lives Matter, especially when Black lives don't matter to blacks. But that's a different story. But let's just say we're just going to stick to the movement. I feel terrible. When my brother next to
we'll
me.
We'll be here for another hour.
Look at Jess.
No,
Jess is ready to touch on that subject.
We'll be here for
Jess,
another hour.
And we could. And we could.
Black
Jess.
Lives does matter to blacks.
Really turn on the fucking radio.
It does.
She's talking on the radio.
She's talking about, you know, like the, you know, people that
don't
turn against
somebody.
Each other.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
but that's
hey,
within
hey,
every
hey,
community.
Hey, hold up.
It's every community.
Hold up.
And that's the way that
fuck black on black violence.
Okay.
Fuck black on black violence.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Okay.
Let's talk about what y'all putting on the radio. What y'all teaching the kids. Black Lives Matter to who? Listen to the radio. When you are disrespecting a black woman and calling her a bitch. Selling drugs has been out of style since the 80s, early 90s. Right? Now, my father was a big-time drug dealer. Okay. And when he comes to town and tells you that this street is a graveyard,
mm-hmm.
and this is back in early 2000s,
yeah.
Why in 2017 is everybody still talking about selling dope? It's a fucking setup. You telling me Black Lives Matter... Every nigga on the radio talking about selling dope and it only lead to death in jail. But Black Lives Matter? You got the men on the radio making songs about hoes and bitches. Like I told you when I went to jail, these kids is listening.
Yeah.
But Black Lives Matter?
But it took you to go to jail to realize maybe you changed your content.
Because
your content,
right, that's what God,
system,
that's what God
right?
had for me to Good. Come tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
And,
it's like,
and I'm hoping that...
We should change
I mean, hip-hop is hip-hop. It's been evolving since you started when you yeah. got your deal at 16. You know what I mean? Everything that you talked about when
Only
you were 16,
years
17.
Ago.
Right? Not too long ago, Lady
I'm
Love.
Focus.
It has changed for you. So can you say that you have to give credit to the young brothers and sisters that's coming up, that eventually it would change for them. They only could talk about what they see in front of them right now, and especially they don't have to talk about that. But what I think is if someone like yourself isn't educating them to see another way, then what else is there for them to talk about?
Because the people who is educating them is the people.
They don't have it, is what I'm saying.
Right.
If they don't have it,
right.
what else can you talk about? Like, you didn't have it, obviously, because
obviously.
You were talking about it.
Right.
And you made your mistakes.
I knew better. But I was
I
talking
think we
about
all
it.
Kinda know better,
I
though, right?
I talked about it because
individuals.
I thought because guess what?
Yeah.
When I rap for Jazzy,
yeah.
and I go and you go whoo, then that's what I started writing my raps for.
Yeah.
So I didn't write raps about real shit that's going on. Like shout out to people who's really writing real songs
yeah.
about what's really going on.
Or who's
Chance
writing
the
their
rapper,
own.
Kendrick
yeah.
Lamar, J.
Period.
Cole.
Yeah.
People who are really giving you. What's his name? Anderson .Paak. People who
yeah.
are really giving you what's really going
Some
on.
Some substance. Don't y'all agree, though? Let's say this, like, honestly, because there's a lot of women in this room. Growing up listening to hip-hop, don't y'all feel like the shit, like, for me, Snoop Dogg's first album was amazing.
Can't do it now.
I could
can't
do it now
it,
because
God.
It's still the kid in me.
I
but
love
the fact
Snoop.
Is, when I was, like, what, maybe 12, 13, listening to Snoop Dogg's first album and everything was bitches ain't shit but hoes and trick on their knees and
I'm
suck
not,
the
I'm
dick.
Not going to blame Snoop.
Now get the
I like
fuck
that
out
song,
of
though.
Me.
I like that song.
Like, but hold on.
Now, I'm not going to blame Snoop.
But it's not blaming Snoop, but understand
like the song.
What you were interested in when you was a young teenager
now watch this.
Coming up.
You know what I dealt with?
Now, as I'm older... I'm listening to this shit. I got my nieces
like,
in my car with me, and they want to recite certain shit. I'm like, what the fuck
now,
are
you
saying?
Now, let me tell you what
I'm about to turn the channel, but when I was young, I didn't get it, but I
yeah.
loved it. And I still love it till this day. If you play Doggy Style for
generation.
Me right now, I
it's
know
it's
every...
It's a generational thing. It's
That's
but,
what I'm saying.
But,
it's,
nobody was
the
there.
It's a growth
the millennials
thing.
Growth.
Was anybody telling... See, here's my
we
thing,
really
right?
I'm sure my mother didn't understand why I was so infatuated with Snoop Dogg till this day. I mean, the nigga would show up to red carpets
Snoop.
With fucking leash, dog leash on a chick neck. Showing up
Snoop
to red carpet.
Has successfully been able to, and he still does smoke weed and still be on Sesame Street. Shout out to Snoop.
And Ice Cube.
That's
not,
my
you
guy.
Know what I'm
and
saying?
Ice Cube.
It's not,
I'm
not going to blame Snoop. I love Snoop. It is our culture.
Thank you.
It is our culture since
yeah.
slavery to disrespect
you know.
the woman, because the woman is the strongest thing in our community. Mm. And once the woman, yes, black, white, Asian, whatever, realizes who she is. I read something today on Instagram that said a woman turns shit to gold. You give her sperm, she makes a baby. You give her a house, she makes a home. You give her groceries, she makes a meal. Mm. A woman makes everything greater. So when women realize you not bitches and hoes, when we realize that we are more than that, so I can't blame them. It's the culture. So when the women, and it's so deep, Jazzy, we can't do this because so many of my women
I love
have
what
been
you're
molested.
Doing right now. I love what you're
so
doing.
So many of my women have been molested and raped.
We are a very, very,
and that's why they behave the way they do. Like, we can't get so deep. Let's get back to First Family of Hip Hop.
I will say this, I will say that, like, we are very, we are very much a movement for women.
Yeah.
Okay. I have always been that, and in the little you guys may or may have not known me, as you have seen when I started on reality TV, I've always kept it 100, and I've always told my ladies, like, I respect everybody. Mm-hmm. I have friends that are strippers. Mm-hmm. And people talk shit about them, and I'm like, yo, bro, like, she gotta go out and get her money.
Her money. She
like,
get her money.
It's not my walk. It's not
and
my.
And you
path,
dirty dick niggas ain't paying her rent.
I'm like,
so
yeah,
shut
I'm
the
like, and
up.
If you a lucky Lou and you ain't giving her a dollar, fuck out of here.
We in so much trouble. Stupid. We need 4 more podcasts. Listen. To talk about the state of our people.
I would love you guys to come back and do a part 2.
But what I want to say about women in general is that I have so much deep respect for women who go out and grind, for the single mother, for the girl in college just trying to make it. So I do know girls in college that they had to do what they had to do, whatever the case is. But what I am sick of is men disrespecting women for no reason. Mm-hmm. You came from a woman. Mm-hmm. You know? Womanizes. And shout out to the few men that I do know that respect women.
Yeah.
And listen, we not all perfect.
All women matter.
Women matter, yeah. And we are very powerful. And what I would like to see...
I like that.
What I would definitely like to see more of as well is women not hating on each other.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
What you hating for? You're a woman. You know you're powerful. Get you a wolf pack of chicks.
I'm about to do that movement. Women lives matter.
Yes, because we are powerful together.
Yes,
we are the universe. We carry children. I want to see.
We reproduce. If it wasn't for us, there would be no civilization.
There would be nothing.
We are the universe.
So when a man decides he wants to disrespect a woman in any whatever shape or form, I do understand some men, you know, were raised a certain way. Maybe they didn't have a mother figure. Like, I get it. But you know what? Women deserve that respect. Mm-hmm. And I will always vouch for us. And I will always tell my ladies, yo, keep your head up. Keep it moving. Do you. Because at the end of the day, that's all you got. And always be strong, powerful. Tell people what it is. You know why? Because we are told that we have to just sit there and be pretty. Hell nah, I have a voice. And so do you.
I
as
can't
a woman.
Help it. I was born pretty. You know what I'm talking about? Me and Samaya got an organization right now called Go Hard. We starting it up. It's very, you know, we just started up. It's called Go Hard. But what it means is globally, humans against racism and discrimination.
Go hard globally.
We take the L out. Go global. Okay. Right? Hard. Humans against racism and discrimination. Come on, shut up. I put it together myself.
But basically,
I am more into erasing the lines than I am standing behind one.
Yeah.
So my thing is, I have so many great friends that are of every nationality. I feel like I would be disloyal to them to just sign up for one thing. I fight for all of us because they're going through the same struggle as I'm going through. Trump is all of our president.
Facts.
And a bitch like me, like, hey, give Trump a chance. You know what I'm saying?
What's crazy? You never know.
Give Trump
know.
A chance. You know what
you
I'm saying?
You never know.
Only because we have to.
We don't have no choice.
We literally have to unless you leave the country. And he still has an influence on wherever
he has no choice. We have no choice.
My only thing is, like, I personally think it's hilarious that he tweets. The president tweets. Like,
it's all
that's
good. It's all
crazy.
Good. It's all good.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Jazzy, we
going to have to come back. Yo, he be getting into Twitter wars.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have to come back for a deep discussion.
Thank you. So this make sure you guys tune in, okay? This Sunday on Bravo, First Family of Hip Hop. January 15th
Yeah.
At
Sunday.
9 o'clock
Every
and
Sunday.
I want you guys to know that
you love me.
That yes, I love her. We have a story and we want to always tell people that never let people step on you. Keep pursuing your dreams.
Right.
I know it's hard.
Stand up for yourself.
But stand up for yourself. Yes. Stand up for yourself and never give up on yourself.
And believe.
Believe. As crazy as that sounds, sounds like a commercial. If nobody believes in you, believe in yourself. That's all that matters. Grind
That's
hard.
That's all I had sometimes. And sometimes I was all by myself and nobody believed but me. And
that's what you have.
And that's all you have.
That's
and
what you have.
You
at
have
the end
to
of
believe
the day.
When your family don't. Like I just did a workshop with some young ladies in Harlem and a young lady, you know, I told the girls to go around the room, tell me your name, tell me you love yourself, and tell me why you're powerful. So all the girls go around the room and it's one young lady, she said, I love myself, I'm powerful because I have my family. I said, no, baby girl. You powerful by yourself. Because if your family turn their back, if your family don't be who they supposed to be, you still have to have your power. Tune in to First Family Hip Hop.
Tune in. She dropping some spoiler jewels.
Because on First Family Hip Hop, I be by myself. Tune in.
You're never by yourself,
people.
Though, because you have
please.
Me.
Well,
and
please,
everybody will resonate
please,
with that
people.
Because you can have family there.
You have a
there.
Real story.
And you just related.
Yep. And it may not feel authentic, and it may not even feel like they're there for you.
And all, like I said, just always believe on yourself.
You have to
rely on
yourself.
Because, you know, that's what you have. Think about it. At the end of the day, what do we have? Ourselves.
Yeah.
And God.
Yeah.
So, ladies, Samaya, Lady Luck, thank you so much for my second episode, Women of Hip Hop Podcast. You guys were amazing. I would love for y'all to come back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all listening right now, I hope y'all got inspired. I know I did. I got goosebumps at least a few couple of times.
I love you, Jazzy. Thank you
listening
for having
to
us.
Both of them
thank
speak.
You for
having
my
us.
Assistant
I wanted to get up and hug
producer
you.
Slash Chella Bella in the building. She cried over there. I gotta pass my girl some tissue in this motherfucker. But
thank you for having us.
Jazzy Bell, Woman Hip Hop Podcast. We out. Deuces.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo. I gotta use the bathroom.
Amazing. Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.